Welcome to Glamorous Trash. This is a celebrity memoir podcast where we dig into all of the glamour and all of the trash. If you've ever referenced Mariah Carey in therapy, then this might be the podcast for you. I'm your host, Chelsea DeMontes. I'm a TV writer, comedian, filmmaker, author, and sometimes I'm in stuff too. And this week, we are book clubbing our first ever biography of a television show. This is not an autobiography. It is not a memoir. It is a behind-the-scenes history of The View, published in 2019, titled Ladies Who Punch. It references other hosts on The View's memoirs as some of the sources in the book. It was 3 years of research. It was incredibly riveting, and it was written by a writer named Ramin Sotuda. Now, I would normally never do a book like this, but my guest today recommended it so hard that I said, let me at least pick it up. Then I couldn't put it down, and I said, we have to talk about it on the podcast. Now, on this podcast, I really value women's stories in their own words. So think of this as setting the table, and we'll do some more memoir episodes in the future, looking at Barbara Walters, Joy Behar, maybe some dueling memoirs. Not to mention, we've already covered Rosie Perez's memoir and Whoopi Goldberg's. So there's just a lot here. And finally, a quick trigger warning, there is talk of sexual abuse, rape, eating disorders, a lot of tough stuff, so always take care when listening. And the stories in this book are so, so wild. Let's just dive right in.
Yes. Do you believe that I think our troops are terrorists?
I do.
You would not even look me in the face, Elizabeth, and
what
say, no,
about?
Rosie. I can understand how people might have thought that. Why don't you take this opportunity like I'm six?
Because you are an adult, and I am certainly not going to be the person for you to explain your thoughts. They're your thoughts. Defend your own insinuations.
I defend my thoughts.
Defend your own thoughts.
Right, but every time I defend them, Elizabeth, it's poor little Elizabeth that I'm picking on.
You know what? Poor little Elizabeth is not poor little Elizabeth,
okay? That's right. That's why I'm not going to fight with you anymore, because it's absurd. So for 3 weeks, you can say all the Republican crap you want. I'm not gonna do it.
It's much easier to fight someone like Donald Trump, isn't it? Because he's obnoxious.
I've never fought him. He fought me. I told a fact about him. He didn't like
this conversation.
I
was in the middle of this conversation.
My guest today is Joel Kim Booster. You know him from everything. He is a hilarious stand-up comedian. His special Psychosexual is phenomenal. He wrote and starred in the movie Fire Island. He's also on Loot on Apple. And you were just a part of a documentary called Outstanding. Do you want to give people the hot, hot pitch of this documentary they should see?
Very simply, it is the history of queer stand-up. Basically goes back from the beginning. I cannot stress this enough. I am such a small part of this documentary, but I think everyone should see it. It is so good. It is easy breezy. It's so well-paced. It covers everything. Definitely check it out. It's so good and funny, and also it's all the things.
I mean, we do books on this podcast, but every now and then it accidentally becomes a documentary podcast because I love documentaries. It's such a good one. Okay, we'll talk about it on the Patreon. So I introduced my guest with the story of how we first met. And in my heart, I'm like, we're friends. And then I'm like, wait, have we ever met?
No, we have.
We have.
Backstage,
right? Okay.
At Comedy KO, Chelsea, that's where we first met in person.
Okay, good. No, I also was like, we are friends, but what if I think we're closer friends than we are? But, you know, I was on your podcast last week, Bad Dates, go listen, and you brought up this book, Ladies Who Punch. And I said, get on my podcast. You're booked. That was less than a week ago. I read the book.
When I said Monday, I was like, I hope this gives her enough time to like even like page through it. So I'm so glad you were able to dive right in.
Oh yeah. I am thankfully, I couldn't do this podcast if I wasn't. I'm a very fast reader. I loved this book though. So I was an even faster reader because I loved it. Okay. Tell me why you were like, you have to read this. You were so right, by the way, but what did you love?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm not necessarily like a huge View head. I watched it a lot when I was growing up because I was homeschooled and home during, so I watched a lot of daytime TV.
Amazing.
And The View was definitely something that I would consume a lot of, but I wasn't like necessarily super into it as an adult. It's not the normal kind of book that I would read, certainly, but I remember I was coming home from doing a weekend of shows at the Burlington Laugh Factory or whatever. Great club, fantastic weekend. But it's a trek to get back to LA from Vermont.
Yeah.
Burlington, Vermont. And I remember it was like 14 hour